Absolute Philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Keeping friends. That's an interesting task for everyone. Keeping friends. We live in a very busy world, and we do many wonderful busy things, and we are constantly on the go, constantly living and meeting new people, and remembering old people, remembering people that we've had as friends for a long time. And the best way to have friends and to be a friend is to be a friend when you are a friend at the moment that you are a friend. And if it comes up to your mind to think about a person, then you think about them and you think whatever thoughts you have. And your thoughts are probably, what happy thoughts, what a happy relationship, what a happy friendship I have. Now, in my work, I have the privilege of having many wonderful, beautiful people who work with me and who appreciate what I'm doing and who allow me to be in their world with all their love and all their happiness. And that's quite an honor. It's quite an honor to be taken into people's hearts and held there and gently loved there, unconditionally loved there, and to have them love you almost without cessation. You know, it's quite something. I have many friends who would like to have married me, and I've often said to them, it's quite an honor you offer me to want me in your life on a permanent basis, but the thing is, I would not make a good husband. I would not make a good husband because I have so many other interests, I have so many other things that take me away, and I would not be able to come home in the evening and sit quietly and enjoy your company, or to sit anywhere and enjoy your company, or even to go places with you. Now, perhaps I am interpreting being married or being a close friend in the wrong way. Perhaps you can be close friends, you can't even be married with people, and still go wandering off on your own paths and doing your own thing and not reporting in or coming home. Home is where your heart is, and if someone else is there, that's lovely too. Here on campus, we have many wonderful people, and all of these people are at home. All of these people are, so to speak, married to the campus. We're married to the activities that are going on here. We're married to all the things that we're experiencing, and it's very lovely. We all feel very comfortable, and occasionally we'll say, well, see you, I'm taking off, and we go somewhere. Perhaps we go in town. Perhaps we go away for a day or two. Perhaps we go away for a week or a month or several months, and when we come back, we report in, so to speak, saying, well, did you have a good time? Did you, what all did you do while I was gone, you know? And not expecting them to ask me what I did, but just me asking them what they did, because I know what I did, and they, of course, know what they did. But to be a close friend means that you are harmonious with that person, and you think like they do. I have many close friends all over the world. Whenever I go there, I am absolutely 100% me, and I share my philosophy, I share my love, I embrace them, I hug them, I kiss them, I tell them how much I love them, I absolutely love them, and I do. And then when I leave, I don't make a phone call to them telling them I've arrived at my destination safely, because obviously, they know that wherever I go, I arrive in a happy state of mind. And I don't have to tell them, and they don't worry about me. Because if I don't tell them where I am, they don't know that I've gone. And if I don't tell them where I'm coming, they don't know what's going on. And so they just allow me to be me and allow themselves to be themselves. This, of course, is a very noble type of relationship as far as I'm concerned. It's a relationship in which people are together, enjoying each other's company, and delight in each other's presence. And when they're gone from each other, they still delight in each other's presence. They might send a little memo or email or saying, "Hey, guess what? This happened to me today. Isn't that wonderful?" And not expecting an answer, but just sharing, because it's a fun to share. As we were in each other's presence, we would share. And when we are not in each other's presence, we share. But I think, really, there is no such thing as a friend. Friend as interpreted by society. I think that the world is filled with, I like to call it unconditional lovers. I'm an unconditional lover. I love everyone unconditionally. If you die tomorrow or today, hey, I love you. If you're going to live forever, oh boy, more time to love you. Wonderful. No big deal, no bad deal. If you're sick, hey, take off. If you're sick and you want to get well, hey, then change your attitude about yourself and get well. Don't you feel sorry for me? No, because it's your attitude about yourself that makes you sick or well. My attitude about myself that makes me sick or well. My attitude about myself that makes me poor or wealthy. My attitude about myself that does everything. And I have a right to my attitude. I have a right to my attitude. I have a right to my attitude. It's not that I have a right to my attitude. It's just that whatever attitude I choose to have, that's my choice. You have no privilege of entering into my choice and saying, "Hey, that's not a nice choice." You just say, "Oh, you are going to die. Well, have a nice passing, and know we all love you and still love you and always will, you know. Oh, you're going to live. Wow, how great that is." And we don't say, "Now, what are you going to do tomorrow? Where are you going to go the next day? Are you going to continue with your traveling routine? Are you going to stay at home? Are you going to do this?" Hey, we don't bug a person. We just say, "Hey, I love being with you the moment I'm with you. And when I'm not with you, I love you too. I just release you. Just as I would like everyone to release me. To release me into being who I am. And if I'm there, great. If I'm not there, great." Parents oftentimes worry about their children. And if the parents raise their children right, if they raise them with good values, and at the age of 18 they leave home or whatever, then those values will be with them all their life. And that's the kind of child that will be. That's the kind of adult that will be. And if we raise ourselves with loving ourself and loving our people in our world, loving everyone in our world, then we will not create the world as being something we have to worry about. We'll have a wonderful, happy, fantastic world. And so it is, when I feel like writing, quote, friend, end quote, I write. When I don't feel like it, I don't. If the friend writes me, I answer. And they say, "Well, why don't you write a letter without me answering you?" You know, and because I have thousands of things I want to do during the day, living in the now. And for me to write a letter, it's like living in the past. But when you write a letter, you're telling me what you're doing now, and I say, "Hey, that's super. I'm so happy for you." And when I write a letter to you, you write back sometimes, and not always, but you write back and you say, "Hey, that's great. That's wonderful." Now, think about this. I get on the internet every day, almost three times a day, with these little topic talks. And how many of you have ever called me or told me how much you love them, how much you enjoy them, how much it was a delight to hear my voice, how I was right there with you, and how my presence was always the same? Out of the thousands and thousands who listen to this, not very many call. And I don't expect you to, but not very many call. If you did, I'd be so busy I couldn't be making any more talks. I couldn't be doing any other things. But if you responded to each time you heard my voice, I would be quite a busy fellow. Not that I don't want you to. I want you to do whatever is right for you. But be careful. We sometimes make ourselves a responsibility to respond by responding in the first place. Just respond in heart. That's what I say for myself. I love everyone unconditionally, and I know they love me the same way, because that's the only kind of love I know. So, my friend, yes, I can call you friend if I want. You can call me flower if you want, said the little skunk and Bambi. Yes, we can do anything we want. But just remember, the only thing that matters is that I love you unconditionally, and I accept your unconditional love. I love you. I love you. I love you.